Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And delivers the drive. Pinheiro delivers the winner.
Adam Mead on the call. Fox Sports 16-15, the final. No Juwan, no Purdy, no Kittle, also no Nick Bosa. We'll get to that. But a win is a win is a win. 3-0 on the season. We have not reacted to a loss yet, Joe Shasky. I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for it, getting ready for the week. And it is a victory Monday, and there is no better day of the week than a victory Monday, and we're celebrating one today. Hell of a performance all around, and wow, isn't it nice to have a kicker that you have some trust in now going forward?
Yeah.
Eddie Pinheiro, a.k.a. Eddie Money, a.k.a. Eddie De Niro, getting it done, Joey.
His celebrations we'll get to at some point because they were out of control.
I loved it.
Out of control for a field goal kicker. But that being said, just a huge win. I mean, this is a huge win for the team. And, you know, they obviously lost some guys. James Conner got lost on the other side. And I don't know if they win this game if James Conner doesn't lose his ankle. I don't know. I don't know because he was running really, really hard in this game. I thought they made adjustments to Kyler Murray and the movement. And once again, this defense, with all these young players, having Upton Stout, a rookie, who barely played in the preseason because of the injury, have him make that play at that time to get the stop and play through contact, I thought it was huge. And, you know, Mac Jones limping around, gutsy performance. I thought it was a gutsy performance from Mac Jones. I know the throw is one that he's going to want back. He talked about that. Ricky Pearsall is turning into a bona fide stud. And then to do this without Kittle, without Purdy, without Juwan Jennings, losing Bosa in the game. Yeah, this was a gutsy team victory. And I think it goes right back to the coach. And this is week after week after week now where I'm pointing the finger right at Kyle Shanahan. He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job making the most out of the least. He's doing a great job with next man up. And it feels like he did a great job bringing in Robert Saleh, who has got this defense and all these young players all making plays. Alfred Collins looking really good. Mykel Williams hurts his wrist, comes back out there. He's stuffing the run. You see, obviously, Marquis Siegel's kind of a work in progress. He's at safety right now. A couple of missed tackles, but he's in position. You see Renardo Green in position to make plays. And Upton Stout making that play when he did. I love where this team's at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
another truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right now.
Again, everyone's kind of holding their breath and awaiting the news of Nick Bosa. Left the game with a leg injury early and gave a thumbs down to someone in the crowd, meaning it's not looking good. Obviously ruled out. We'll see. It's knee related. They're hoping it's not ACL. That's the, you know, the initial, you know, hope is that it's not severe. But again, they're doing the MRIs. Any news that comes out, we will relay that information to the people because that would be a huge loss. He's been playing with his hair on fire early this week, Joe. And to lose a player of that caliber and to have the likes of your rookies stepping up the way they did, specifically Mykal Williams, when he was flashing everywhere yesterday, it was refreshing. Bryce Huff, again,
looked great.
What a sign. It looked great. And it goes back to the guy that probably was the biggest part of Bryce Huff coming here, Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator. Yeah. You could just feel it for these first three games. And again, if there's always going to be the naysayers and, you know, like, oh, it's, you know, it's the Saints. Oh, it's the No. Two divisional games. And by the way, you see what the Seahawks did yesterday against the Saints? Absolutely lambasting them. You beat that Seahawks team, right? You beat that Saints team in New Orleans. And now you've beaten a Cardinals team. That was a gritty, divisional, slug it out, physical game. And you won it. Yes, if James Conner doesn't get hurt, who knows? But you know what? You lost your best defensive player,
sure,
too. So there's a big part of that. And also, you know, Trey Benson didn't look bad in his replacement. He had a big run there, 29 yards.
No, he did.
He looked a little quicker, but you definitely felt the loss of James Conner towards the end there when they desperately needed to get that first down to ice the game away. Kyler only trusted himself on the ground. Hell, yeah. You saw it, a quarterback run there on the right. I thought, you know, I kind of like them going for the kill shot there, but again, Upton Stout making the play of his life on Zay Jones there, breaking that thing loose, forcing the fourth down, obviously saving the timeout, and then Mac Jones setting up for the game winner, Joey.
Modern football is not about how many yards you give up. And I don't even think it's about how many points. It's about situational stops.
Yes.
So to me, this now 3 weeks in a row where the Niners have had to get a stop at the end of the game, whether it's to get the ball back or just to finish the game off, and 3 weeks in a row they've gotten that stop. I don't think they do that last year. There are six 3-0 teams in the NFL. You're one of them.
Yep.
This team won six games last year. You're halfway there. I mean, think about that. Think about that, Niners fans. You won six games last year.
And they've already eclipsed their division win total of last year, too, which was one. And now they have two of them. Look at that.
So
improvement already.
You know, and I know like people are going to do the, you know, whataboutisms with Seattle beating New Orleans. But look, as the weeks go on, we know this. These crummy teams become mail-it-in teams by the end of the year. So you might have got the best version of the New Orleans Saints, and it doesn't matter. Win and move on. Like, that is the goal. And I look at Mac Jones and what he did yesterday, and there's a throw he obviously wants back. His ability to gut out that performance yesterday with the bum knee clearly hurting him, with the jersey ripped and torn, I just thought he had a gutsy performance. And they're not all going to be pretty. They're not all going to be zero turnover type days. And I think, you know, how you respond to said turnover is going to tell me everything. Kendrick Bourne with multiple big catches down the stretch. I mean, Sky Moore making a nice catch after one of the dumbest brain farts I've ever seen, receiving the ball inside the 7 or 8, whatever it was, the exact yardage. The second time he let that ball get into the end zone, which was really, really smart. So, look, a lot of guys are making plays right now. Valdez Scantling is out there making a play. Tonjes is out there making a play. I mean, that's how thin they are right now, quite frankly, Joe.
And Kyle Juszczyk, right? Forgot he was out there. Then he gets the touchdown, right?
Well, there's a whole separate conversation. No. I'm being 1,000% real. There's a separate conversation about the Niner run game that we will get to later in the week. I truly believe they run the ball better without Kyle Juszczyk out there.
Interesting.
I think that it has become very predictable and stale, and they run him in all these motions, and teams just jam it. And I think that he's not as effective as he was a couple of years ago. My personal belief, I think this is his final year in a Niner uniform. I probably said that for three straight years, but I think that their run game is clearly getting stifled right now. All their good runs with CMC had been called back for holds. Every one of them.
Yeah, and it was very frustrating to watch that, you know, turnover on downs there late in the game. They had two predictable runs up the gut. You have that one where Mac almost falls over to the right.
Oh, he couldn't, he couldn't get the hand off.
He couldn't. His PCL, he re-injured that after he hurt it in the preseason against the Raiders. And then obviously the turnover on downs there, throwing it to McCaffrey, who got absolutely popped by your boy Mac Wilson. So we'll get into all of it. I want to hear from the people today. You're 3-0 Niners fans. Hey, say it with your chest. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And again, hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming all day long. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And another massive part of the, about this game, and we're going to get into all of it, I promise. We're going to break down every single aspect of this game as the 49ers move to 3-0, first in the division. Rams took an L yesterday. Obviously, you've beaten the Cardinals. Seahawks won, but you beat them in week one. So you are the class of the NFC West right now, and you did it without a lot of your best players. And the fact that you were able to do it without Juwan Jennings, without George Kittle, and with a backup quarterback on top of that, Joey, was massive. And this guy, we got to bring him up. Ricky Pearsall.
He's a stud.
Are you kidding me? Just every single week, balling. 8 receptions, 117 yards. I know you made the big trade in the Fantasy Football League for Ricky. I'm sure you're feeling great about that one. This guy is looking like a number one pick, a first-round pick, which he was last season.
He looked better than Marvin Harrison.
Can we talk about that for a second? Oh, my God. Listen, I talked about it before. I said, I think I comped him to Amari Cooper if he has an Amari Cooper career last week.
I think he stinks.
Yeah, he might not even be able to do that. He dropped some gimmies, a walk-in touchdown yesterday that I think his father, Marvin Harrison Sr., who's got to be like in his late 50s, could have caught today and ran it in for a touchdown. What was that? You were at that game, Joe.
He's not good. He's like not good. He doesn't run hard. It's not even that he's not fast. He doesn't run hard. And God. Yeah, his hands, I mean, he was wide open. And I know the broadcast was like, oh, well, you know, Fred Warner was in the area. No. He turned his head to run upfield. He was wide open. That should have been a touchdown.
I think that was a tongue-in-cheek from Adam Amin and Mark Sanchez on the call. I mean, it must have been. But when you see something like that, and then you see Ricky with a dime from Mac Jones on a back shoulder fade kind of a thing, or over the top, if you will, and he just almost David Tyree's it off the helmet catch. It was pretty incredible.
You bring up Adam Amin. Just my personal opinion. I know he's come on the station and he's a good guest. A little too opinionated for me. Mm. I think just call the play-by-play there, doggy. Right. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think he's that great. I think overrated him. But
wow.
Yeah, that's just me.
Just coming to Adam Amin at 6:17
a.m. Well, he comes off very arrogant and condescending. Getting back to Ricky Pearsall.
You can't do that.
Specifically Ricky Pearsall. He's a great route runner, and what I love about his routes is that he really uses his shoulders and head to set up some of his fluid movement, but he doesn't slow down. Brandon Ayuk did this really, really well, where you're changing direction without slowing down, which is really, really, really difficult. And then the fluidity of the movement, and then the ability, this is a huge element, coming back to the ball. All right, and what I mean by that is that the ball is thrown, and a lot of guys, I call it drifting. They fade away, and it allows the defender to gain separation and gain speed and either make a hit on the receiver as the ball's coming through, or it allows them to break up that pass. And what Ricky does so subtly well, he comes back to the ball over and over, specifically on these like deep in routes or these little dig routes that they do, because they love to throw those in routes, those in breaking routes. And it's almost Torrey Holt-like, where he's coming toward the ball and coming down. He's a stud. He is a stud. Now, I have a different algorithm for number one receiver, alpha. He's a great two. And this guy made a play down the line on 4th and 2. I think it was 4th and 2 that... that ball caught him. He didn't catch it. And he caught it on the top of the helmet. It was just an unbelievable play by Ricky. And I think the body control and the ability to make plays and get down and live to see another down, if this guy continues to get his body right, he is going to have a very long and productive career. And clearly the coach loves him. Yep. The quarterbacks love him. And he gets open.
He's averaging 17 yards a catch. 16 receptions. 281 yards. The touchdowns will come. They're not there yet right now. And that's another conversation we'll have as the show goes on today. The red zone offense, which is still maddening at times. That was, again, a grinded out type of performance. I think it was a good omen this time, and it felt like the Niners were on the opposite end of this for a long time when the Cardinals kicker finally missed one to open it up. It was a Chad Ryland who opens up the game wide. I couldn't even tell while I was watching it because it was just a sea of red that just blocked out the color of the football when it went wide right. That ended up being the difference in the game. You know, you can look at the James Conner injury. That could have been the difference in the game, too. You know, the drops that Marvin Harrison Jr. had, difference in the game. But you know what? When push came to shove late in the game, Sky Moore let that ball go out of the end zone. You get the ball back. You have a timeout. Mac Jones did what he needed to do. I know, but it was a good play in special teams that late there. And Mac Jones was able to slice and dice that defense, pick him apart, almost Brady-esque. He's not Tom Brady, relax. But the way he's just 5, 6, 7, just slicing and dicing down the field and setting up Eddie Pinheiro for the money shot.
Yeah, and you're hoping you can get some of the reinforcements back this week offensively. Like, and you're not going to get Kittle back, that's for sure. We'll see where Purdy's at. That's number one. And then number two, like, DeMarcus Robinson should be activated off the suspension list.
And
that would be huge. Like, without Juwan Jennings, I think the first half was a big indicator. They were having a tough time getting things going, right? And they really missed George Kittle in this one, I felt like, for inline blocking and whatnot. And they really missed Juwan Jennings. And the run game right now, everybody's going to be up in arms. They ran the ball 5 times in the first half. I just don't think they were in situations to run it more. So I think you're going to hear a lot of people today say, why aren't they running the ball more? What are they doing? Why are they dropping back and throwing so much? Right now, I think their best avenue is the drop back passing game. I don't think they have a lot of room right now to start games off and be 2 runs no matter what, and we'll see what happens on third down. They ran 6 plays, 2 3-and-outs, to the Cardinals' 21 plays to start the game. There was a 22-minute to 8-minute disparity in first half time of possession. So right now they're having a really difficult time sustaining drives, at least in this game, early in the game. And I think getting the run game has been a work in progress. Their best avenue is the short controlled passes to CMC acting like the run game. Like, that's where it is right now. And CMC, to me right now, has been the best player on the team for 3 straight weeks in a row. I don't care what his run yardage is. He is averaging over 100-plus scrimmage yards per game. The year he had, which was the monster year, it was about 2,100 scrimmage yards. He's on pace for like 1,800 scrimmage yards right now, maybe more. You'll take that all day, whether that comes via the pass or comes via the run. Stay healthy, stay effective, 10 catches. He ran 36 routes yesterday. And that screen pass was the call of the day from Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
The call of the day after 3 kind of short controlled passes to Kendrick Bourne and to Sky Moore. I thought that Shanahan was in his bag in this one.
And that screen pass, you know, we kept looking for that kind of explosiveness, that elusiveness that we've come to know him from Christian McCaffrey since his days at Stanford. And I thought he showed it there late in that game. And that was very refreshing to see after all that wear and tear and all the touches that he had. Did I see he's on pace for like 400 plus touches this early in the season, by the way? He's on pace for like 400 something.
But how many of those are checkdowns though? Like, so yesterday's game.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy because considering how much we were talking about the touches from CMC before the season.
But I would rather them be on the perimeter against cornerbacks than in between the tackles. Right? Like, I think they're not all the same. It's like, how many sliders are you throwing versus how many fastballs? Like, just because you have 100 pitches, what are those pitches? Are they high stress? There's a difference between those 2 goal line carries where 3 guys are sandwiching you and you're getting twisted. I mean, where did James Conner get hurt? Between the tackles.
Yeah. That was just unfortunate. Kind of got twisted up there. Oh, it was a brutal injury, too.
But Joe, that's where 8,000 pounds of meat is, you know, like between all those guys. So I get it. The touches are going to be an issue. I understand that. I can slow down the amount of looks as the season goes on if I keep stacking wins.
And I would just like to see him get into the end zone. I would like to see Ricky Pearsall get into the end zone. And you know what? These are good problems to have when you're 3-0. Again, their margin of victory thus far, week 1, 4 points against your division, hated division rival, Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. 4-point win. Last week in New Orleans, 5-point win. This week, 1 point. 10 points has been the difference to be 3-0 thus far. You'll take that.
Doesn't matter.
Mentally tough teams, Joe, win these type of games. And it's a reflection, as you said earlier, the head coach and the defensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. Their mindset has been instilled in this team early on, And you know what? Bring on the Jaguars. Bring on the Rams in a couple weeks. Bring on the Buccaneers. Bring on the Falcons. Like, you start looking at this team, like, they're missing some of their best players and still producing. This is a backup quarterback that is 2-0 right now. Mac Jones and Brock Purdy could come back. And what version of him? We'll see, right? They clearly felt like...
Did you hear the broadcast?
What did they say?
The broadcast, who was the sideline reporter? She's very good.
Christina Pink?
Christina Pink, yes, exactly. She was like, well, you know, Brock is getting much, much closer to a return. He still can't scramble or run. What is... Like, if he can't do those, like, I'm sorry. Like, we're in a tough spot here. So, look, everything that you wanted to have happen in terms of overall team happened. You won a game. You didn't go play Purdy and have him re-injure himself. As we saw with the Mac Jones knee injury, you can re-injure yourself at any time. Mac looked good enough to win. The team survived. Now we hold our breath on Nick Bosa, and we keep it moving. I'll worry about pitch count down the line. And I have a CMC thought.
Oh.
I think we're all looking at this the wrong way. I really do. I want to get into Christian McCaffrey in particular. You just got to just live in the moment right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.